Keep it for like 2 minutes. If people will come, and if people want to speak, we can talk and chill. Because I'm going to McDonald's now. Before the meet, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll deploy the space.
God, I'm at work in my cube. I don't have Kepler installed, so I can't mint. I'm extremely upset about this.
Oh, why? You're not from Cosmos. Portal.
Oh, definitely. I'm in Cosmos. I just got a new phone. I don't have Kepler installed on it. I'm sad about it.
Oh, sorry. I mean, if you send me the address when I get home, I can meet you like one.
That's okay. I'm gonna try to get some friends to grab me one. If not, I'll just grab one off the marketplace when I get home. But huge fan.
Oh, thank you. That's super kind. I don't think it will be fast mint, to be honest. So I think it should be okay. I'm going to mint myself as well. Sorry, guys. I'm in McDonald's. I think like Cheesy Champion Angus Burger is today.
What are you getting from McDonald's?
They have like a Cheesy Champion Angus Burger. I usually get double cheeseburger. And I couldn't decide what I want to eat today, so I was like, oh, I'm just gonna go McDonald's. And probably I'm gonna get some like chicken on the side or something like that.
I usually stick with their two cheeseburger meal. It's pretty solid.
Yeah, I think cheeseburger is like the best meal like you can have in McDonald's. So usually like I go for a dinner, and when I come back from a dinner, I still feel like something. And I usually go to grab like double cheeseburger.
Double cheeseburger is one of the best options. I have to ditto on that.
Yeah, nothing comes close. Like this is the craziest. Oh wow. They have bubble tea flavored McFlurry. And I really shouldn't. And I'm not gonna do it. Because I'm trying to cut some fat. It's not that I'm fat, I'm skinny, but I'm trying to cut. So,
isn't it a bit early for summer? I mean, well, then again, if you want a slow cut, I mean, that makes sense. But is it bubble tea flavored, or does it also have the bubbles? Because bubble tea is so sweet, so it's just probably pure sugar.
It does have bubbles inside. So they usually don't have. The only one usually they have here is like Oreo. And once in a while, they have like some local flavors. So they would have like Milo. They have like bubble tea now. They would have Horlicks and so on. But yeah, like I'm not really.
Are you in Asia somewhere?
Yeah. I live in Hong Kong.
Oh, okay. Because you said local flavors, and then I figured, okay, like bubble tea.
Yeah.
There's only one place I could think of.
Yeah, I'm in Hong Kong. So I'm not getting McFlurry, I guess, because I'm really not fat. Like I'm not really like cutting that much. Just feel like if I would lose 2% of body fat, that would it would be good. Then I can look nice in the mirror. You know what I mean. I'm tempted to get salad.
Never tried it at McDonald's. Tried chicken wings, which were nice. But they got discontinued. And there is this legendary burger called Chicken Bacon Onion, which was like, I don't know, 15 years ago, maybe 10, 15 years ago in McDonald's. And then it just vanished. And once in a while, every few years, you can find it in some of the European McDonald's for a month. That was also very nice. It was like a square burger.
Okay, I'm gonna be like very patriotic now. But in my home country, I think the best McDonald's ever is in my home country of Poland. Wow, okay, I'm getting salad as well, which is, I shouldn't add salad here because salad here is like pretty shit. Oh shit, I want to change. I'm gonna redo it. Sorry, like I'm trying to order and fuck up. I decided to go and do takeaway. But the best McDonald's I ever had is in Poland. So even if you order salad there, it's like fresh and crispy. When you get a salad here, it's like, well, it's not as fresh. But it's pretty much cheapest food you can get in Hong Kong. It's cheaper, like not anymore. 3 years ago, it was cheaper than like any local food. So Hong Kong is always like the McDonald's is always busy here. But now it got slightly more expensive. Like McDonald's, like double cheeseburger was super cheap.
Well, in Europe, the price has also quite increased in the last 5 years. Now, if you want to have, let's say, depends, like if you are a guy that doesn't eat much, but if you want a meal, like a big meal, without any extra stuff, you'll spend in between 15 to 20 euros. So let's say $17 to $22 just to have a big menu, which for McDonald's is not what you're aiming for, right? Like you go there for like, I have $5. I want to go quick, eat it and leave. So it's becoming a luxury good for some people.
Yeah, in Europe, like the McDonald's never was really cheap. You know, but in here it was like double cheeseburger was like a few years ago there was like a promotion double cheeseburger meal, and it was like $26, which I think was like $3.5. So McDonald's would beat any other meal options in Hong Kong, right? Because like that's extremely cheap. So McDonald's is like super popular in Hong Kong. I think there's like 250 McDonald's in Hong Kong. So if anyone wants to come in and speak, I know this is like a space for like a Kryptonium Maker NFT. So like if you want to ask questions about the mint, which happens in 1 hour, or talk whatever, you can just come on and speak. See, Ryan's here.
Well, what are you minting? What type of collection is it going to be?
The collection is called Kryptonium Maker, which is my NFT, and I actually been working on it for since last July. So it finally got finished a few weeks ago, and yeah, this is my collection that happens on Stargaze Zone. It's pixel art, and so you can go and check on the launchpad how it looks, or see the Kryptonium Maker Twitter account, so you can have a look how the collection looks. This is not forced to mint if you don't want. Derps is here, so anyone who wants to come. And the collection is like heavily inspired by the Yayo NFT that was initially on was on Kanto, and then they moved to Stargaze. So if not Yayo Man, the Kryptonium Maker would never happen, because Kryptonium character is definitely a Yayo Man, and Kryptonium Maker as from Milady Maker, as it has more of the love component of Milady Maker, as Yayo Man is more dangerous, is vicious, it speaks of aggression. Maybe there is not as much love language from a Yayo Man, but I do think like the Kryptonium Maker like complements the collection with a love that Milady Maker represents. So in some way, this is my love letter to the Remedia NFTs, because they actually had a lot of impact on NFT adventure, on the crypto adventure, but also like on the development of this account. I think this Twitter account would never be what it is if not Remedia Collective. So again, anyone, don't be shy, just come over. Sorry for the music. This is the music playing in McDonald's here. was just messaging my dev because I forgot to change the music, because Kryptonium Maker actually has a website. It's kryptoniummaker.net that sends nowhere. It will be after Mint. But there is the music, and I realized today, no, I need to change the music, and I forgot to say that to my dad.
Is your dad going to mint NFTs?
I don't think so. I've given him 25 NFTs, but he's going to get paid. But like, I think 25 is good for him. So there is no need for him to get more NFTs. There's some people obviously who got them for free. So like sometimes people get upset about pre-mints. Like he gets the guy who the generation for me will get 25. Remilia Collective got 100, and so on. So there are like people who are like involved or like inspiration for that collection. So they got it. I see Coffee House is here. If you want to speak, come over. I'll give you a mic. I'm usually like a really, I feel really comfortable popping to other people's spaces and talking. And I never host the spaces, because hosting a spaces is pretty, I don't know, it's weird to be the host and trying to talk. But when you hop to the spaces, you just talk whatever and you can hop out and there is no pressure.
Yeah, it can be really exhausting when you think about it, because you always need to keep the energy going and always have something to say.
Yeah, and I feel like I have like really good energy when I pop to the spaces, but when you launch, it's like, oh, will someone come? Oh, will someone talk, and so on. And oh, Yonko is here. I should say Jonko, but I say Yonko because J in Polish is Jot. So when the name is like Joanna, it's actually Joanna. So when I see Jonko, I think of Jonko as Yonko. And now I also hear my headphone is dying, so soon I'm gonna be in trouble. In my milk pain. This one. Yeah. Thank you. Sorry, picking my meal going home. Boss, come over. Yonko, come over. I don't know if you speak. Many people never really speak on voice.
Some people are shy. Shy of their speaking skills, or maybe accent, or maybe they don't want to dox themselves. So I also noticed this thing.
I always wondered why so many people in crypto is anon. Right, so I was thinking, because I'm so doxed, will the police knock on my doors one day and be like, hello, Don Crypto, you made a shitcoin. It's like, you know,
I think all miladies will get at least a letter at some point in their life.
Yeah, I think I think milady is actually like the only ones that should not get the letter, to be honest. And
from SEC, maybe from the three letter agencies, you know, like FBI or CIA or Mossad or someone like that. I literally saw someone actually posting terrorist threats with the Radbro or Milady, like actually posting how he's gonna commit the terrorist act. As a joke, I guess, but that's enough of a reason to put him on the target.
Yeah, so someone requested. I think that's like misconception, because I think like there is few groups, and it made me realize that part about Milady. Like I started on the Discord, so I was very much in like Milady Discord lore, which was always very cute, very innocent, but also very funny. Like I always laughed. And I still laugh whenever like in group chats on Twitter and so on, I just sit and laugh. And I think that like a lot of miladies are very innocent. The problem is like you don't ban anyone, like you can't ban person from wearing milady, And it has this energy that, like, a lot of people choose this PFP as the PFP of doing scams, of doing grifts, of saying silly things. So it's like affiliated. If you have Milady PFP, it means that's a Milady, right? And it is Milady. But within Miladies, there is a lot of different groups of Miladies, right? There is Miladies on the Discord hanging out somewhere. There is like Miladies on the Twitter, but like there is 10 different lores for Miladies, you know?
Yeah, it's edgy jokes and humor, but some people really don't understand it or cannot handle it because it's so over the board, which makes it even more funny. If you like that type of humor, that edginess and no limits of the type of shit some of the Miladies or Rad Bros say, it just makes it very funny.
Hey, Don.
Any for me, guys? Don, what are you minting today? Tell us more.
Yeah, can you tell us about the traits?
Oh, yeah. I will tell you about that. Hello.
Hi, buddy.
The traits are absolutely amazing. It's actually nerdy stuff. Not nerdy, but the NFT itself, it has ratio of like 137 pixels to 100 pixels. And the choice of this ratio was because in the old cinema, that was like pretty much 135 was like standard ratio for the films, 135 to 100. So I wanted to have the ratio of the old movie, like let's say from 50s or something. I'm in the elevator right now, so I might disconnect for a moment. So that's the start of the ratio of it.
So I need Cosmo Wallet for that?
It's third floor. You need a Kepler. Sorry, I'm speaking quietly because I'm like with the people in the elevator.
I feel you. You have kids around you, man. Are you in kindergarten with the kids?
I live like, it was third floor. So like I live in like very big building and this building has like everything, right? So that includes, hello. Thank you. So the building is like very big. It has like four towers. It starts at the fifth floor. On the third floor, there's like clubhouse, pool, and so on. But that also includes the playing space for children. So if you heard them, that was probably it. You know? So that starts with the background ratio, right? Like 137 to 100 of those old like 70 meters big ass cameras. There is quite a few elements from the movies. So the movies that I liked or the movies I somehow thought in this particular moment that it could be good. So one of the threats is, for example, Edward Scissorhands Gardens. It's not even like my favorite movie, but I watched it long ago and I just thought of it that having the gardens of Edward Scissorhands would be quite cool. There's quite a few others. There is the scene from The Shining when you have two girls standing. There is others that maybe are a little bit less inspired, but there is a road from My Own Private Idaho. Again, not a movie that was my favorite, but it's kind of like has the legend of the River Phoenix. And I thought this road is quite iconic. So it's also like part of the threats. There is quite a lot of backgrounds, so maybe like less relevant. Some of them are relevant to the places I've been or I am. So there's, for example, Hong Kong Harbor. There is Venetian Casino. And many maybe will mistake it for Las Vegas, but that's actually Venetian Macau. Some backgrounds are more random, perhaps. There is a few from like Dragon Ball. There's two of Dragon Ball. because that was like first anime I watched, and it had like a lot of influence on me overall. I was actually like, I was 8 year old, I think, when it launched in Poland, Polish version of manga. Anime launched actually before, and I still have that manga that was like first edition of Polish Dragon Ball manga. Okay, I got to catch elevator, and that one will be longer, and this one for sure will disconnect me. So anyone who wants to come and speak, look, what's that accent?
That milady that I was talking about, he's already banned. I saw the post yesterday. I had to take a screenshot. Where it's the whole posting is in Arabic, and it just says Israeli lobbyists have corrupted the U.S. government. Mossad is trying to silence me, imprison me, and kill me. The Zionists want to control the world. To resist imperialism, I must wage jihad. And keeps posting about gang stalking. Try to find his profile again today. It's already out. Disappeared. Some milady type of stuff.
So thanks, Don, for explaining. I'll do my Dior here. Really appreciate that.
There's also a link on for the Telegram, so I would recommend going there where people exchange questions. It's always a very useful to see if someone else asks the same question that you might have.
Still in elevator. 8 floors more. Okay, I'm back. Sorry. Elevator, right. Yeah, you see, like, everyone will say, oh, that's a milady thing. But that's like, I think that's like an online thing, right? Like, I think miladies are on the one that like really transcends the online culture that everyone wants to have it. Like, they are cool. So if you want to post a silly thing online, you will wear milady, right? But I think it's mainly because if you would wear ape, they just look stupid. And they look like a, I don't know, Azukis look like a sneakerhead collector, right? But like it wouldn't really make sense. But like everyone focuses on those tweets. But the other day I was thinking like, why milady would be my highest conviction on like cultural impact, right? So a few years ago, there was protests in Hong Kong, and people who protested made the symbol of those protests Pepe. They had little Pepe mascots. They were waving Pepes, and you know, for many different lores on the internet, Pepe means like different things, but in Hong Kong, Pepe become like symbol of freedom, symbol of the fight of freedom. So you didn't have to speak anything, right? You could wave Pepe and everyone knew what you want to say. And now when you dive into NFT things, okay, and you would never wave a fucking stupid ape, because all the ape says is that you are, I don't know.
I'm rich. I'm rich. That's what the apes try to signal.
Yeah, or say, even though, like, think of the holy grail of punk, right? You will not wave it because it means nothing. But you can imagine one thing. And let's say you have a country with some severe political chaos ongoing. And whatever you want to say, you don't have to say. You could pull up a milady. And everyone would know what you want to say, right? So I think some internet elements, the cultural elements, have that thing that speak for you. And that's essentially like my conviction on milady. Milady speak for you. And you cannot imagine of some NFTs having cultural impact. But when you look at the milady, it will have that cultural impact. If it's not now, I believe few years from now, we will see that. We will see actually that, like, that someone will be waving milady. And everyone know, and even this person will not speak. Everyone will know what this person wants to say. Because the thing about milady, milady speaks for you, so you don't have to speak. That was in, like, I think one video. Okay, I'm in the hall. I'm going to enter my house now. Anyone wants to join, just join. Am I still here?
I'm trying to share the link to your Telegram, but it's only on the profile. Because you need to have it in the post. Then you could also share it in the Twitter spaces. So everyone who chimes in, they can already join your Telegram channel.
Oh, the Kryptonium Maker, there is one. Mm-hmm. I woke up with enormous stress today. And I was like, oh no, I have to finish the collection. And I have to speak to people. I have to tweet, respond. And I felt like headache. I really feel that. And I don't like that feeling. Oh, someone is coming on my Telegram. So by the way, there is one milady, and I never know how to say their name. But this is the first milady I've seen, I think, ever. And the person knows who I talk about. We're grateful. So this person that I'm talking about, you can send me your Stargaze address and I will send you Kryptonium Maker if you want. Yes. Again, anyone want to speak? I'm gonna look through the backgrounds that they have. There's actually some threads I was not happy, so but I didn't want to change it anymore. So maybe I shouldn't disclose all the backgrounds, but for example, like I wasn't sure about some of the eyes of the Kryptonium. It's heart shaped, and I was like, and now I look at this and I feel like they don't look too good, like they don't match. And there was quite a few things that I had those doubts. There was some of the backgrounds that like I didn't feel maybe they're like too much going on, and when there's too much going on in the background, it actually doesn't really look great, right? So I'm looking at the backgrounds, like there is actually more. There is more movies. There is even like so one of them, Philadelphia Art Museum. I shouldn't say like and let the people find it. And that's like obvious movie, right? Rocky, which is Rocky is Yayo man, obviously. And like as I spoke at the Leon, the Yayo is like probably main inspiration behind this collection. Having Philadelphia Art Museum like just has to be there. No one wants to join or ask, I'm probably gonna finish this in like 10 minutes. I surely will finish this before mint because I'm gonna mint it myself as well. Because you know, like if you mint the treasury, like you can't even sell the treasury, so you cannot speculate. But I would like to speculate myself on that collection as well. There is some green person coming to speak. Hello, green person.
How do I get an NFT?
Why you don't ask how is everyone, or you don't even say hello everyone, you don't even say how is everyone doing? I'm glad to be here on the stage. I'm glad to cheer to everyone, but you come and you say how I get the NFT.
I said GM.
Is that all you care? But you want the NFT for free or you want to pay for it?
Somewhere in between.
I mean, if you ask someone, what answer would you expect?
Well, you know, if you would come and be like, oh, I'm glad to be here. Welcome, everyone. I love you all. In my internet adventure, I would probably like give you for free, but like, but I can direct you to how to buy. It's on Stargaze Zone in 40 minutes, and it's one of the Cosmos chains. But like, I want to give the shout out, right? Because this is on Stargaze, so it's minting on Stargaze. But I want to give the shout out to like Scatter.art. And I think the Scatter founder was a little upset at me because lately he's been sending me stuff, and I was like, oh, like Haiku, like, oh shit, I will make it a video, right? Because they accepting requests, because they introduced the special 404 standard where you can deploy the collections with the NFTs with 404, and I think this is the best NFT launchpad that is out there. And the things were so crazy in crypto, right? Like finishing collection and shit coins and so on, that like I just couldn't focus, and I didn't make the video, and I think he was upset that I didn't make the video. So I want to give the shout out to Scatter, because I think Scatter is like the best platform to launch the NFT within Ethereum, and I want to say it's probably like the best place to launch the NFT within all crypto. You know, I'm affiliated to Stargaze, but I have to say that the launching via Scatter is like much easier experience, and you have more options. Obviously, there is the gas issue, but yeah, like Scatter is the best place to launch it. And if you are the dev, you can also use the tooling of Scatter to launch your own marketplaces.
Good morning, Don. I mean, good evening, everyone. Or good morning, good evening, good night, wherever you are. Congratulations, Don, on your new launch coming up soon. In what? This is Gus, by the way. What? How many minutes?
It's 40 minutes, but I gotta eat my McDonald's before because I got my, yeah, I think I gotta do it before before Mint.
It's like the ribbon cutting ceremony. You gotta like suck down some McDonald's. By the way, I just wanted to add to the green person's thing that, yeah, the good thing about Stargaze is that you can there's a button up there where you can hit convert Ethereum to Stars, which is a really easy way to migrate people over from Ethereum, so to get them interested in Stargaze. So I'm excited about your collection, Don. I don't get excited by collections very often, and I didn't get much sleep last night, and I woke up at 7 a.m. after working all night, and I was off by a couple of hours, so me trying to do UTC time in my head doesn't work. So congratulations, man, and I shall be minting the max that I can. I moved the price of Boot yesterday. I sold some Bostrom yesterday to ape into your NFTs, Don. Just want to let you know that. So if you look at Boot,
oh, you just reminded me to rebalance some. I think I have enough. Yeah, I have enough for those wallets. But yeah, like oh, thank you that you getting up to actually mean that. That's I can only say like that Delos, a lot of effort and a lot of love that was put into this. What I was saying, like, yeah, like the problem is you can easily transfer from Ethereum. P, you are not on the, you need to mute your mic. Because there is echo.
Sorry, Bob. One sec.
Yeah, no worries. Why, like, everyone who comes have very foreign accent. I didn't get used to that. Like, I have foreign accent, but like when everyone comes and I hear a foreign accent, I feel so weird. It means we are entering the weird stage of the NFT space. You know?
Can I ask a
maybe also things? Because it's nighttime in the US. Didn't you count that? Everyone's asleep.
Yeah. I'm launching this at the time that was like okay for me, which is like 10 p.m. for me. So I had choice even like either early morning or late evening, right? And usually they start to, like, everyone starts asleep. Yeah, P, you wanted to ask, yeah?
Yeah, nice one. All it is I'm looking forward to the collection that you mint in. I was wondering, is there a whitelist for this one, or is there not? Is it just straight public sale?
Oh, you are somewhere north of UK. Where about is that?
Manchester. I'm from Manchester.
Oh, Manchester. I was just lately in Manchester with my, so, well, that's not even north, not that much north. I was with my wife like 2 months ago in Manchester. No, it was Manfix.
Yeah,
I was flying to Manchester right after I was fished, and I felt so
good. Did you enjoy Manchester though? You like it?
Oh, I love it. I love it. You know, like, it's because when you live on Twitter, like I do, like, you always see people posting about the collapse of the West, right?
Yeah.
Everyone posting that, like, West is collapsing. And So I'm in Asia, by the way. So like when you're away for a while, you come and it's like quite different. But like everyone say like, oh, UK so dangerous. Oh, UK that. I went there. I was like, oh, it's so lovely. Everyone was very kind.
Yeah.
Everyone like Manchester, everyone very nice. A lot of great coffee shops, which is very important. You know, you can distinguish developed society from the like bad society by the number of really good coffee shops.
Yeah, definitely.
So it was great. I really liked it. I didn't expect it's such a good city. Like I used to live in Newcastle for 2 years before,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I think, and I visit Newcastle now too, and I was like, oh, that's not too nice of a city. But like I was like, Manchester, like great city. I was like, oh, I could live here. Yeah. So Manchester is absolutely amazing. I like it. I might go for 3 days, but I'm now like on 17, my wife flies. I could go for 3 days, but I will see because it's quite intense.
Yeah.
Sorry, I almost forgot your question.
No worries. Now all it was, I was wondering. Obviously, I'm semi new-ish to Stargaze. I was on the XRPL sort of NFTs at first, but I just got rugged left, right, and center. Like it lost quite a bit of dough, and then got into Stargaze, and I've seen like obviously the collections are like them, started thinking them, following your YouTube page. I think it's wicked, you know, some of the advice you give on the channels, and you keep doing your thing, you know, and it's good. But yeah, I was just wondering, one, is there a whitelist? And two, I've got something as well. I've got a crazy idea. Obviously, I know you're massive into the mogging side of things, innit? I've got a bit of a crazy idea. I've got someone actually working on bringing out NFTs, but we've never done it before. I've got a digital artist and she's, you know, doing some work at the moment, but we don't have a clue how to launch the NFT, do you know what I mean? Or do that type of stuff. So I'm having to do the research on that. But I was wondering if this, because I seen that you created a coin the other day on one of the videos that you was watching. Is it Fembro? You created the coin Fembro. Can you hear me?
Yeah, so for NFT collection, like I would say, like do Stargaze, and if not Stargaze, you do on Scatter.
On Scatter.
On Ethereum.
Yeah.
And I think you could expect, like I would say, like probably on Berachain. It could be quite fun when it launches.
Right, okay.
Regarding shitcoins, it's obviously pump.fun. It's actually great. Like pump.fun is amazing. So I'd be honest, I didn't plan this.
Yeah, I remember video, you just kind of...
And by the way, regarding collection, there is no whitelist. I think whitelists are a little bit silly,
yeah,
you know, in some way. Sometimes they make sense, but it's like trying to upsell people. And obviously, I don't know how popular will be collection,
yeah,
right? Like, so I don't know if there's interest. So why would I do whitelist if there is no interest? Right, like I could do like 100 wallets, but I think everyone will be able to mint it easy at the launch.
Yeah, yeah.
So Stargaze has this policy, like every week there is a launch pad, right? So everyone launch with via launch pad.
Yeah.
And I just think like it's kind of silly. Like, so like I'm just gonna post it on the time when I want. I like Tuesday. I don't know why I like Tuesday, but I think it's a good day.
Yeah, definitely.
So, and didn't want to do it via Launchpad because they require to do the interview. And it's like at night of my time, so I can't do it. But also like I wouldn't enjoy to maybe go on the spaces. And there's always the same repetitive question, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm launching this. Just no whitelist, just public mint and that's it. But yeah, in regards to that shitcoin, so I planned different ones. So I was thinking to make other shitcoin with other name with a friend and make it like website and stuff and launch it via pump.fun.
I've actually got...
And I planned...
Sorry.
Yeah?
I was going to say I've got a good idea, but I think you might be interested in. Obviously, I'm not too into crypto in that way, but I do think you'll like my idea because it blends with like the meme coins and sort of making fun of stuff. And it's big on to do with Mog, but it's not, if that makes sense, do you know what I mean? But I don't want to say it on here because it, you know, people could just copy it or etc. I don't know how it works like that, but I'd be interested in telling you, and I think you might like the idea in it because I see that you're into Stargaze and the things. So I wanted to tell you, I was gonna message you, but on your thing you don't accept messages in it.
on your Twitter page, you probably get spammed with too many messages. I don't know, but you can't do a private message to yourself. So I don't know how to go about doing that to see if like you're interested in the idea and that. I've got some basic NFT things that I can send you the collection of. And I think you might like to it and take to it and might be able to add to it in your own way in, you know, developing the coin for this collection, if that makes sense. But it's kind of hard to explain without telling you in full, if that makes sense. I can just tell you, I don't know what happened if I tell you. I've got the collection getting ready. But my idea was basically, you know how you mug, you do the mug. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
So basically the idea was to bring out the coin called the Cosmog. You know, like instead of the mug, but like Cosmog, and then maybe try and blend it together with the Ethereum chain of the mug. Can you do that? Is that possible or not? I think I'm breaking up there.
No, we can hear your phone. Just I think everyone's kind of thinking. And the mug, Cosmog is a very cool name.
Yeah, well, basically,
if anyone know about
motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape up under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ants dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting knives. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom over impossible loss. It's all moss and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight and all these Maybellines, they call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community, all these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10 stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terra Spaces.